Hello and welcome to You Are Enough podcast. I am Chidima Obusimba. I want to specially thank you for being part of our book review series. In today's episode, I'm going to be reviewing the book titled Increasing Your Financial IQ by Robert Kiyosaki. He is the author of the popular book Rich Dad and Poor Dad, and I'm sure you've come across that book or definitely must have read that book. This book is focused on helping you solve your money problems. Like almost everybody around the world has one money problem or the other. So in this book, Robert Kiyosaki shared 5 principles to help you become financially intelligent and help you solve your money problems. First of all, he said money alone does not solve your money problem. Okay? Hard work doesn't solve your money problems. A job doesn't solve your money problems. Then I ask, what solves your money problem? You know, most people who have money problem aim at making more money. Like when they make more money, it's going to solve their money problems. But at the end of the day, their money problems are not solved. 2, hard work. They tell you to work hard, get the best grade in school, and when you are out, you'll be able to get a job that will help you solve your money problems. Now, a job as well does not help you solve your money problems. So what helps you solve these money problems that almost everyone is having? Almost everyone have money problems. In this book, Increasing Your Financial IQ, Robert Kiyosaki said, what solves your money problem is not a job. It's not more money, it's not hard work, but financial intelligence. Financial intelligence is what helps you solve your money problem. You can have all the money in the world, have the best job, the best paying job, but yet, if you lack financial intelligence, you are going to have money problems consistently. So, what this is... this means is that the way you approach money has a lot to do with how you will be able to multiply this money, and for you to be able to multiply this money and get this money working for you. You know, reading this book actually changed my mindset about money. I used to think that it's just the rich people that keep making money, they keep accumulating wealth, you know, the saying that the rich gets richer and the poor gets poorer. It's actually not the point, because I got to understand that the rich becomes richer. They become richer because they learn to solve their financial problems. But the poor become poorer because they did not learn to solve their financial problem. Rather, they try to make more money. They try to, you know, get an extra job. They try to earn more. But the truth is that once your financial intelligence is not right, you will keep walking in circles and keep blaming the economy, keep blaming the people around you. And of course, if you're in Nigeria, you should understand what I mean by blaming your village people, you know, kind of thing. But you see, many people feel that they are the only ones with money problems, especially the poor people. They feel that, oh my God, everything is just on me. You know, the whole world is crumbling on me. I don't have enough money. But even the poor have money problem. But the difference is the rich people know how to solve their money problem because of their financial intelligence. But the poor do not know how to solve their financial problems because they lack financial intelligence. You know, they think that if they have more money, their money problems would be over. But little did they know that their attitude towards money is a problem. Okay, their attitude towards money is the problem. The way we look at money, the way we think about money is the problem. Not just about having that money, but what do you do with the money that you have? How can you be able to make that money work for you? Everything boils down to your financial intelligence. And in this book, Robert Kiyosaki shared 5 basic financial IQs, you know, 5 basic financial IQs that once you follow these processes, once you follow these 5 principles, you will be able to build your financial intelligence and be able to manage your money, your wealth, be able to manage your wealth very well, and this will help you gain financial freedom. So the 5 principles Robert Kiyosaki talked about in this book is 1, making more money, 2, protecting your money, 3, budgeting your money, 4, leveraging your money, and 5, improving your financial information. So this is an amazing book that you need to read. Like, you really need to read this book. Reading this book taught me a lot of things about money, about managing money, protecting my money, leveraging my money, looking at how to improve myself and how to become financially free. Because most times we hear financial freedom and we think it's all about having a business that produces money, or having, you know, running a company that produces money for you, or getting a job that pays you 350,000 naira or 1 million naira or 2 million naira. But even at that, if your financial intelligence is wrong and you don't know how to make more money, you don't know how to protect your money, you don't know how to budget your money, you have no idea on how to leverage your money and improve your financial IQ, the truth is you are actually going to come back to zero or come back to square one, or just be, you know, a little bit above average or even below average once you lack financial intelligence. So if you really want to, you know, you really want to become financially free, I recommend this book for you. Either a businessman, businesswoman, even if you're not in business, this is a book that is going to help you in your personal finance. It's not just about managing money because you want to become wealthy, but learning about your personal finance, how to manage your personal money, not just business money, but your personal money. Anyone who can manage his or her personal money will be able to manage any other kind of money, because it takes discipline to be able to account for every single dime that you spend. And that is what you're about to learn from Robert Kiyosaki. So this is a book I want you to get and read. Not just to read this book, but read this book intelligently, like someone who is hungry. You know, when we are hungry, we must eat no matter what. We find a way to look for food. So read this book like you are hungry, like your life depends on it. And you can get this book at Legacy Path, or you can send a WhatsApp message to 081-6424-1080 for you to get this book delivered to you. Legacy Path is an online business, an online book store that helps you deliver books to different states nationwide. Okay, whatever book you want to read, send a message to this number, and we'll also recommend books to you if you're having challenges in you know, if you're having challenges in picking the right books, either financial books, relationship book, business books, feel free to send a message to 081-6424-1080. It could be a WhatsApp message or a call. Okay, so back to the book we're reviewing. I'm going to be picking Making More Money. Of course, you want to make more money, and budgeting your money. So let's get started. Making More Money. Of course, everybody wants to make more money. I mean, even Dangote is still looking for more money today. You know, sometimes I wonder, he has so much money. Why can't he just relax and allow other people to take over? You know, stuff like that. But the truth is, everybody wants to make more money. No matter how wealthy or how rich you are at the moment, you want to make more money because you want to become successful, you want to leave a legacy behind for your, you know, your generation and all of that. So making more money. Another reason many people fail in their process is because, you know, the process of you making more money is because they cannot live without instant gratification. You know, you want to make more money and you just can't live without instant gratification. You just want to do things immediately, you know, things that will please you immediately, even without thinking about how this is going to affect your finances. You just do things. A lot of people spend money out of, you know, impulsive buying. Just buy things because you feel that, oh, I need this thing, and you just buy without budgeting for it, planning for it. You know, nobody goes to the market with money and just say, I'll buy anything I see. People go to the market with budgets. So the same thing should happen to you. The same thing should be how you operate in your life. The same way should be how you operate in your life. You don't just do things for gratification. You don't just do things because you want to do it or people are doing it. You have to calculate whatever it is you want to do. And it says, becoming financial intelligent is not about you memorizing answers, you know, memorizing answers in order for you to avoid mistakes and all of that. It says truly intelligent is about learning to solve problems in order to qualify you to solve bigger problems. Anybody who wants to make more money must learn how to solve problems. Learn how to solve people's problems, and you will be able to make more money. You want to make more money, learn to solve problems. You know, a lot of individuals shy away when it comes to solving problems, not realizing that money lies in solving problems. Take for instance, Dangote is solving our problems when it comes to you have the salt, the spaghetti and cement and a whole lot of more. That's a problem he is solving, and that is why he's making more money. So if you want to make more money, learn to solve problems. Robert Kiyosaki in this book shared how he and his wife started their business. He said, at some point, when they realized that they had to make more money, what did they do? They looked for things that they could do. They realized they could teach people about wealth. That is more money for them. He had to pick 2 to 3 jobs. His wife picked up and jobs, looked for places to teach, just for them to be able to make more money. So in your life, you want to make more money, you need to look for problems to solve. He is solving financial problems. He's teaching you how to solve your financial problem. That is a problem on its own. Because this book, you bought this book, or you're going to buy this book. He is making money when you buy this book, and he is solving your problem by teaching you how to solve your financial problem. I hope you're getting it. So if you want to make money, you must learn to solve people's problems. So begin with your environment. Look at what are the problems, or what are the things people are complaining about. That is a potential, that is a problem, and it's going to help you. Once you're able to solve that problem, money is going to come to you. That is how people build wealth, those billionaires. Last week we talked about, we reviewed the book about 36 women self-made billionaires in self-made billionaires around the world. And you could see, if you've not listened to that, you can check the episode before after this one, just below this one, and you will see it. You see how these women made money and accumulated wealth. It's not just about them doing one thing, it's about them solving a problem. When you see anybody who is wealthy, ask the question, what problem are you solving? That is the right question to ask. What problem are you solving? That is how people make and accumulate wealth. So ask yourself, what problem can I solve in my environment? And picture how you can be able to solve that problem, and you'll begin to make money. So we're looking at budgeting your money. Robert Kiyosaki said his rich dad told him to live below his means, but his poor dad told him that if he's going to ever become rich, then he needs to expand his means. What this really means is that instead of you trying to live below your means, trying to cut your budget, trying to, you know, prevent yourself from living comfortably, why not expand your means of making money? Okay, this is how I'm going to explain it. If you're earning 50,000 naira and you know you have to pay rent, you have to send money to your parents, pay your school fees, and before you know it, all the money is gone and you're not able to do all the things you plan to do or you wanted to do. What you actually need to do is not just, you don't have to cut down your foodstuff, you don't have to cut down your utility bills. What you need to do at that moment is to expand your means by looking for more problems to solve to earn you more money. That was the advice his rich dad gave him. And funny enough, growing up, I don't know if it's just for me, but I learned that I should live below my means while growing up, that I should try to reduce the way I spend money, even if it's on myself, even if it's on something valuable, I should learn to reduce it and all of that. But here, his rich dad is telling him that if you want to become rich, then you need to expand your means. You need to look for ways to make more money instead of you cutting down your important budget. And I think that should be something we need to embrace. Instead of trying to cut down your means, why not try to expand your means? Okay, he said some people learn less, some people they earn less money and then borrow and spend more. I've seen people like that. They earn, let's say you earn 20,000 naira per month, and before that money comes, you've already spent like 15,000 naira gone. And when you're left with 5,000 naira, you quickly realize that there are other things you want to do. Then you go and borrow more money and then you spend. At the end of the day, you are going to be in debt. And with that kind of way, with that kind of lifestyle, there is no way you're going to become financially free, because money keeps coming and going out of your pocket. So he says, in this book, he also made a point that I want to share with you. He said, if you ever want to predict a person's future, just look at the person's directory, the person's monthly expenses. Look at the person's monthly expenses. If you want to know if this person is ever going to become rich or is going to remain poor, look at how they spend their money. Look at what they do with their money. Look at how they invest their money. Do they invest this money? Do they just spend them as they come? And again, what do they spend this money on? Do they spend this money on liabilities or they spend this money on assets? Now, there's a difference between assets and liabilities. Assets brings money into your pocket. Liabilities take money out of your pocket. So when you look at what this person what this person does with his or her own money, you are going to be able to predict if this person is actually going to become rich or this person is going to become poor when you look at simply how they spend their money. Yoba Kiyosaki wrote in this book, he said, "I do not believe in living below my means. I believe in first expanding my means and then enjoying life." He believes in expanding his means and then he enjoys life. You see, a hard life is good if it makes you more resourceful. If it makes you more resourceful, then it is good. That is, you're always on your toes to look for more ways for you to earn. You're always on your toes to look for a way to multiply your income. That is how those rich people think. Look at Dangote. Look at what he is doing. I just choose to use him as a case study for this book because I want something that we can easily relate with. At least, even though you don't know any other wealthy person in Nigeria, you should be able to. You must have heard about Dangote and what he's into. So you look at him, he's always expanding his means. He's always looking for more ways to make more money. Then what about you? What about me? That we're not earning that much, or we're not earning as much as we want to. You don't have to be comfortable with it. Instead of you complaining, look for more ways to expand your means. You can either learn a skill to support your 9-to-5 job, or you get a side job or you get a side business, whichever one you want to do. But the essence is for you to live, you know, instead of trying to live below your means, you try to expand your means. So this brings us to the end of this episode. I believe you enjoyed this, and this book, just like I said earlier, it's an amazing book if you are looking forward to increasing your financial intelligence. Remember, just like I said earlier, becoming financially free is not about making millions. It's about how you manage this money. It's about how you manage this money, how you leverage your money, how do you budget your money, how do you protect your money from things and people that keep taking money out of you. Okay, how do you make more money? These are what you'll be learning in this book in details. Okay, so if you want to get this book, you can search for Legacy Path on Facebook or on Instagram, and you can reach us on WhatsApp on 081-64-24-1080 on WhatsApp, or you can give us a call and we'll deliver nationwide. You need this particular book as well, send us a message and we'll get this book delivered to you. Once again, I want to thank you so much for being part of our book review series on You Are Enough podcast. This book review series is going to be ending next week. After next week book review, I think that will bring us to the end of April. And in May, we're going to be doing something remarkable, something new. So by next week, on the last episode of our book review series, I'll be letting you know what we're going to be doing in May, and of course it's going to be something that you are going to enjoy. And again, if you got value from this episode, do well to share this link to your friends, share this link to your group, share this link to, you know, the link you clicked in order for you to listen to this. Please help share it to your contacts so that they also can learn to from it. Imagine a world where your circle of friends are financially intelligent. That simply means that all of you are going to grow financially. Imagine having friends who are all millionaires and billionaires, being surrounded by millionaires and billionaires as your friend. You are not going to have a problem. Even if you are having financial problem, these people can lift you up. But when you just grow on your own, when you have issues, you will be left alone. Okay, when you are the only one who is financially free in your circle, or who is the only one who has financial intelligence in your circle, it will get to a point where they all will be collecting from you, and you'll be the only one giving. But instead of it to be that way, why not share this episode with them, this podcast with them? Let them also learn from you. If you call yourself friends, I see no reason why you shouldn't learn together. Okay, so share this episode with them. That one person who you care so much about his or her financial status, share this episode with that person. Just that one person you care so much about his or her financial status, share this episode with them, and they will forever remain grateful to you. Thank you so much for joining this episode. I am Chidima Obusimba. See you next week. Bye.